lifestyle. New Zealanders share a passion for sports and the great outdoors. They love going to the beach, swimming with dolphins and whale watching in the Pacific Ocean. Many New Zealanders spend time sailing and windsurfing in coastal areas and inland lakes. In 1995, this country of just 3.6 million people produced the team which won the America's Cup against formidable opposition. Of course, not everybody takes to the water. Kiwis also love tramping in the many forests and mountains, fishing, skiing and snowboarding among giant glaciers. They are simply enjoying the clean, fresh air and breathtaking scenery. New Zealanders also spend a lot of time enjoying the abundance of fresh food available and like eating out in restaurants and cafes. An appreciation of fine wine and perfect wine-growing conditions has led to New Zealand producing world-renowned Chardonnays, Sauvignon Blancs, Cabernet Sauvignons and Merlots. Many of the wineries have restaurants and pleasant gardens for picnics and barbecues. After a good meal, they browse at the arts and crafts markets, malls and designer stores at all the main centres. New Zealanders also have a long-standing love of literature. Bookshops and libraries are scattered throughout the country, even in the smallest towns. Sport. New Zealanders love the great outdoors and love playing sports, any and all. The country has current Olympic swimming and equestrian champions. The team of New Zealand is the holder of yachting's prestigious America's Cup. Kiwis also play tennis, netball, basketball, hockey and golf on the world stage. Rugby, New Zealand's national sport, has been played passionately in New Zealand for 100 years and is somewhat of a national obsession. Lovers of fast, physical, rough-and-tumble sporting events should not miss the opportunity to see a rugby match. The national team, known as the All Blacks, play international matches in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin from April through September. Economy and government. New Zealand is a modern country. The government structure is based on the British parliamentary system, but New Zealand has long been a sovereign nation in its own right, with only tenuous ties to Britain. It was due to New Zealand's membership of the British Commonwealth. Government. The New Zealand government has three branches, the legislature, parliament, the executive, the branch of government which performs tasks, and the judiciary, judges. Power is divided between these branches, thus preventing any single branch from acting against the basic constitutional principles of the country. Although each branch has a different role, they are not totally separate from each other. Parliament consists of a single house, the House of Representatives, whose members are elected every 3 years by universal suffrage. The government is formed after an election by the party or coalition which commands a majority of the votes in the House of Representatives. It is then the party or the coalition which has the largest number of members of parliament. The leader of the winning party becomes Prime Minister. The cabinet consists of 20 ministers, including the Prime Minister. The Queen is represented in New Zealand by the Governor-General. Like other states using the Westminster system, New Zealand has no written constitution. Two important documents are the Treaty of Waitangi and the Bill of Rights Act. Much of the business of government is performed by ministries, government departments and other government agencies, collectively known as the public sector.